بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والسيد المرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد. This was a lecture given by the noble Sheikh Al-Allama Sheikh Saleh ibn Sa'd Al-Suhaimi حفظه الله تعالى about the constant fitna amongst the Salafis. I pray that for those amongst us in our communities who are tired of the constant fitna, who are tired of the constant splitting and the constant differing, I pray that the Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala's words grant ease and comfort and provide us with a way out of the fitna and direct us to seeking beneficial knowledge and busying ourselves with what Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala created us for, and to prepare ourselves for the day that we will be standing in front of our Lord accountable for every single thing that we used to do and every single thing that we used to say. And for those amongst us in our communities who are the instigators of the fitna, who we see time and time again causing one fitna or instigating one fitna after the other, I pray that the Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala's words cause us to look within ourselves and try to identify what is causing us to behave in this manner. Some of the causes were identified by the Shaykh himself, as well as some of the tactics, some of which we have seen being employed in the past, and some of which we are seeing being employed in this day of ours today. I pray that we could contemplate deeply over the Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala's words, and that we desist from behaving in this manner and causing so much disruption within our communities, and that we seek pardon before a day comes when pardon can no longer be sought.
وأختم هذا الدرس بكلمة حول الاختلاف بين أهل السنة أو بين دعاة الحق أو بين الذين يسيرون على المنهج السلفي الحق، حيث ظهر هذا الاختلاف لأسباب كثيرة، منها حب الظهور، ومنها التعالم، ومنها تقديس الأشخاص، ومنها التعالم كما قلت، ومنها الجهل بالنصوص الشرعية، ومنها إرادة الإضرار بالآخرين وقصد التشويه، حتى وصل الحال إلى أن يذم علماء مشاهير لهم مواقفهم المشهورة من خدمة السنة والذب عنها والرد على المبتدعة، ومنها الهوى، ومنها تحكيم العقل، ومنها التعصب لنحلة أو شخص أو رأي، ومنها وجود مندسين ممن يصطاد في الماء العكر بين أصحاب باعي الأنبياء والمرسلين، ويسلكون في ذلك مسالك شتى من أجل حتى الأمر الذي كرس الفرقة والاختلاف بين أصحاب المنهج الواحد. فمن تلك المسالك تقويل الشخص ما لم يقل وظلمه والقول عليه بغير علم، ومنها بكر الكلام لحاجة في نفس المتكلم وفي نفس الباكر الذي بتر الكلام ليشوه سمعته، ومنها يعني تحميل قوله ما لا يحتمل، ومنها الإلزام بما لا يلزم، هو يقصد كذا وكذا وهو لا يقصد. وقد نشأت ناشئة مهمتهم التحريش بين المشايخ وبين طلبة العلم أصحاب المنهج الواحد، وإيغار صدورهم على بعضهم البعض وتقمص العلم، وربما ذهبوا إلى بعض الشيوخ فشوهوا سمعة إخوانهم عند أولئك الشيوخ، وقد يكون ذلك الشيخ معذورا فيما نقل إليه لثقته في هؤلاء، مع أنه يجب التحري من هؤلاء الذين يدعى أنهم ثقات أو يدعى أنهم عدول أو يدعى أنهم شهود الله في أرضه وهم مرضى القلوب. أدى طريقتهم هذه إلى شرخ خطير في صفوف الأمة الواحدة وفي صفوف أصحاب المنهج الواحد، وأدت إلى ظهور أحقاد، وأدت إلى الصد عن الدعوة، وأدت إلى تشويه سمعة المنهج السلفي، وأدت إلى غمز وتنقص بعض العلماء ممن له باع عظيم في خدمة السنة النبوية، وأدت إلى خلاف عريض. وإذا سألت عن حقيقة الأمر لا تجد إلا جعجعة كطحن القرون وشقشقة وكلاما فارغا وقلة حياء من أولئك المغرضين الذين يشتغلون في القالة بين الناس. ليتهم سخروا عقولهم وأقوالهم تلك في خدمة السنة والرد على المبتدعة الحقيقيين، بل إنهم سلم منهم المبتدعة والحزبيون وصبوا جام غضبهم على إخوانهم أهل السنة وشوهوا سمعتهم وقولوهم ما لم يقولوا، وملئت زبالات الإنترنت بكثير من هذا الهراء، وأكثره هراء. والله أنا سمعته قال كذا، فعلا هو يقصد كذا وكذا، أنا رأيته يمشي مع فلان إذن هو ليس بسلفي، أنا سمعته زار الجهة الفلانية إذن نخرجه من السلفية، أنا سمعته يقول كيت وكيت إذن هو يقصد كذا وكذا، سمعته يتكلم على القضية الفلانية إذن هو يعني الشيخ فلان، يقصد الكلام على الشيخ فلان وهو لا يقصد ولم يخطر بباله شيء من ذلك. فاحذروا من هذا المسلك المشين، احذروا من هذا المسلك المشين، واطلبوا العلم للعلم لا لقصد التباهي به والتفاخر به على الناس وتشويه سمعة الآخرين، فإنها أساليب قد مللها المسلمون وأسهمت إسهاما مباشرا في قلة أو في الصد عن السنة والصد عن الأخذ عن العلماء الأكابر بسبب تلبيس بعض الأشخاص الجهلة، وربما كانوا من السفهاء، ربما كانت مقالاتهم تهكما بأهل العلم. فاحذروا من هؤلاء قطاع الطرق الذين آذوا المسلمين وآذوا طلاب العلم وآذوا العلماء وشوهوا سمعة إخوانهم بغير مبرر حقيقي. وإياك أن تأخي طالب العلم، وإياكم أيها العلماء الأفاضل أن تصغوا لكل من يأتيكم بأقاويل ولو شهدوا عليها ولو أقسموا عليها ما لم تسمع أنت من الشخص الكلام الصحيح الذي قاله، أو اتصل به واسأله. فقد عانينا وعانينا كثيرا من هذا المسلك المشين الخطير الذي ظلم به كثير من أهل العلم واتهموا بما ليس فيهم وحجر من علماء أفاضل وطلاب علم أفاضل يسيرون على منهج هؤلاء العلماء. احذروا من ذلك. إذا جاءك فلان من هؤلاء المتسرعين العاجلين وقالت لا تسمع لفلان قلت تعال أعطني الدليل أعطني الدليل الدليل سمعنا فلانا وفلان يقول كذا لا لا أقبل منك هذا الكلام أعطني أنت الدليل أو واجهني بفلان. أما هذه الأساليب فقد مجت وسئمها المسلمون بل وشوهت مسيرة المنهج السلفي. تحذر من هذا. وفي الحقيقة يعني ينبغي المسلم أن يرجع للعلماء طالب العلم أن يرجع للعلماء الربانيين في هذه المسائل ولا يرجع إلى صغار الناس أو إلى المصابين في الماء العكر أو الذين يريدون الظهور والتعالى. يرجع للعلماء لعل يذكروا نماذج منهم أو بعض أسمائهم حتى ننهل من علمهم لا على سبيل الحصر وإنما لا على سبيل الحصر وإنما على سبيل المثال. مشايخنا الأفاضل القدامى من توفي ومن هو موجود الشيخ عبد العزيز بن عبد الله بن باز الشيخ محمد بن صالح العثيمين الشيخ حماد بن محمد الأنصاري الشيخ محمد أمان الجامي الشيخ محمد ناصر الدين الألباني ومشايخنا المعاصرون الموجودون سماحة شيخنا الشيخ المفتي الشيخ عبد العزيز بن عبد الله آل الشيخ الشيخ صالح ابن فوزان الفوزان الشيخ عبد الله الغديان رحمه الله الشيخ صالح اللحيدان الشيخ صالح بن عبد العزيز آل الشيخ الشيخ أحمد النجمي رحمه الله الشيخ ربيع بن هادي المدخلي حفظه الله الشيخ زيد بن هادي المدخلي الشيخ علي بن ناصر فقيهي الشيخ عبد المحسن بن حمد العباد. وكلامي هذا أيضا لا يعني الترتيب وإنما كلهم على خير يؤخذ منه ولأن هناك من يعني يغمز ويلمز بعض هؤلاء أحببت أن أذكر أسماءهم على سبيل المثال فقط وإلا فالمشايخ كثر. الشيخ صالح بن عبد العزيز آل الشيخ وفقه الله وزير السنة الإسلامية والأوقاف والدعوة والإرشاد وغيرهم من دعاة الهدى والمشايخ وممن هم على منهجهم من يعني إخواننا طلبة العلم الشباب الذين لهم باع أيضا في نشر العلم الشرعي وخدمة السنة النبوية وهم يسيرون على نهج هؤلاء العلماء. طبعا بقي الكثير مثل الشيخ محمد السبيل شفاه الله وشيء يعني كثير لكن لا أدري بالنسبة لإخواننا الآخرين طلاب العلم الآخرين الذين هم على نهج هؤلاء المشايخ هل نذكر منهم نماذج أم يخشى أن يقال لما ذكرت فلانا وتركت فلانا. ها لعل الأولى أن نكتفي بذكر أسماء المشايخ وبقية إخواننا الذين تسمعون من يشوههم أو ينال منهم عليكم أنتم أن تذبوا عنهم. كثير منهم على خير وعلى هدى وعلى تقى وأصحاب سنة فدافعوا عنهم إذا سمعتم من يغمزهم أو يلمزهم. أسأل الله الكريم رب العرش العظيم بأسمائه الحسنى وصفاته العلى أن يوفقني وإياكم لما يحب ويرضاه، وأن يجعلنا من يستمع القول فيتبع أحسنه. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين.
And I would like to conclude this lesson of mine with a word regarding the differing that is occurring amongst Ahlus Sunnah, the differing that is occurring amongst the callers to the truth, or between those who adhere to and traverse upon the Salafi manhaj, which is the manhaj of the truth. Being that differing is being caused, and differing has emerged for a number of reasons. From amongst these reasons, حُبُّ الظُّهُور, which is the love of fame, or the love of being famous, or the love of attention. From amongst these reasons, التَّعَالُم, which means those who are not truly knowledgeable, acting like they are from amongst the people of knowledge. Those who have no or little knowledge, making it out like they have knowledge, or they are from amongst the students of knowledge. From amongst these reasons, taqdisul ashkhas, which is excessive reverence or excessive veneration to specific people, to individuals. From amongst these reasons, al-jahlu bin nusus shar'iyya, ignorance concerning the legislated texts of the Book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. From amongst the reasons is actually wanting to cause harm to others, intending discord by doing so. And this has reached the point that some of the well-known scholars, some of whom have well-known firm stances and well-known efforts in the service of the Sunnah and in defending the Sunnah, it has reached the point that some of these scholars are being spoken ill of. From amongst the reasons, tahkimul aql, which means making intellect the reference point or referring back to intellect in order to make judgments. From amongst the reasons, at-ta'assub, which is fanaticism, being fanatical to a specific group or being fanatical to a specific personality or individual or being fanatical to a specific opinion. From amongst the reasons as well is the presence of those who are hidden amongst the ranks, those who fish in murky waters in the midst of the followers of the prophets and the messengers. They use various methods and they use various tactics in order to create splitting and discord and differing between those who follow one and the same manhaj. From amongst these methods and tactics that are being employed, تَقْوِيلُ الشَّخْصِ مَا لَمْ يَقُلْ, putting words into people's mouths, meaning making it out that a person has said what in reality he hasn't said, oppressing him by doing so and speaking about him without knowledge. From amongst the reasons, بَتْرُ الْكَلَامِ, cutting up and tailoring other people's speech for a need within the person who is doing so, and he is doing so in order to ruin the reputation or distort the reputation of the speaker. From amongst the reasons, تَحْمِيلُ قَوْلِهِ مَا لَا يَحْتَمِلُ, meaning making another person's speech mean what in reality it doesn't mean, or arriving at conclusions from a person's speech that in reality cannot be arrived at. From amongst the reasons, الْإِلْزَامُ بِمَا لَا يَلْزَمُ, he said such and such, therefore what he meant is such and such. And the reality is, he never meant that at all. So indeed a group has emerged, whose goals and objectives are as follows. To cause problems between the scholars and the students of knowledge, who follow one and the same manhaj, and turn their hearts against one another. They may even go to some of the scholars, and ruin the reputations of their brothers with a specific scholar. That scholar, that Shaykh, Hafidhullah, may be excused in what was transmitted to him due to the trust that he has for the narrators. However, it is an obligation to carefully verify the narrations from those who claim to be thiqat, to carefully verify the narrations from those who claim to be trustworthy, or those who claim to be righteous, or those who claim that they are the witnesses of Allah upon the earth, and so on and so forth, while the reality is they harbor sick hearts. This methodology of theirs has led to a dangerous breach in the ranks of one ummah, in the ranks of those who follow the same manhaj. This methodology of theirs has led to the appearance of hatred and to diverting people away from the correct da'wah. This methodology of theirs has led to the distortion of the reputation of the Salafi manhaj. It has led to the accusing and the speaking ill of and the belittlement of some of the scholars of Ahlul Sunnah, some of whom have great efforts in servicing the prophetic Sunnah. This methodology of theirs has led to a great and tremendous differing. And if you were to try to verify the reality of the affair, the reality of what is being said, you would hear nothing except useless mumbling and vain speech. The absence of any type of haya, the absence of any types of shyness from the instigators who busy themselves with what other people are saying. I wish that they had applied their intellect, and I wish they had applied these efforts of theirs in the service of the prophetic sunnah, and in refuting the innovators. Rather, the true hizbiyun, the true innovators, are safe from them, and they have directed all their anger, and they have directed all their efforts towards their brothers from Ahlul Sunnah, trying to ruin their reputations, making them say what in reality they haven't said, putting words into their mouths. And the garbage of the internet, meaning the garbage websites of the internet, are full of this type of nonsense. And that's what this is in reality, nonsense. I heard him say this, but what he meant was that. I saw him with so-and-so, I saw him walking with so-and-so, therefore he is not a Salafi. I heard that he visited such-and-such an organization, or such-and-such a place, therefore we remove him from Salafiyya. I heard him say this and that, but what he intended was that and this. I heard him speak about such-and-such an affair, but in reality, what he intended was such-and-such a sheikh. While the person intended none of this, and none of this even crossed his mind. So beware of this ugly methodology. Beware of this ugly, distorted methodology. Seek knowledge. Seek knowledge for the sake of seeking knowledge. Not to show off with it amongst the people. Not to be famous with it amongst the people. Not to ruin the reputations of others. These are methods that the Muslims are now tired of. These methods the Muslims are now fatigued of. They have directly contributed to diverting people away from the Sunnah. They have directly contributed to diverting people from benefiting from the major scholars due to the trickery of some of these individuals, some of the ignorant, or I may even say some of the foolish. So beware of these highway robbers who have harmed the Muslims, who have harmed the students of knowledge, who have harmed the scholars of Ahlul Sunnah, and distorted their reputations, and distorted the reputations of their brothers without any valid justification. And beware you, O students of knowledge, and beware, O virtuous scholar, beware of listening to everyone who comes to you with reported speech, even if that person was to bear witness to it, or even take an oath over it, if you yourself have not heard from the speaker himself directly, or called him and asked him and verified it with him. Because indeed we are fatigued. Indeed we are tired and fatigued from this ugly and dangerous methodology which has oppressed a lot of the people of knowledge, who were accused of things that they were free of, and noble scholars were warned against, and noble students of knowledge upon the methodology of these scholars were also warned against. So beware of this method. And if someone were to come to you from amongst these hasty and rushed people saying, don't listen to the lectures of so-and-so, tell him, give me your evidence. Provide me with your evidence. If he says, I heard so-and-so saying this and that, say, I do not accept this from you. I will not accept this from you. Give me your evidence, or let me see that person himself, or hear that person saying such and such himself. As for these methods, then they are now widespread and the Muslims are tired of them. Rather, they have distorted the Salafi manhaj and they have directly hindered the progress of the Salafi manhaj. In reality, the Muslim must refer to the scholars. The student of knowledge must return to the major Rabbani scholars, the major firmly grounded scholars in these issues. He mustn't return to the small ones or the minor ones, or those who fish in murky waters, or those who seek fame, or those who seek to be made out to be knowledgeable, while the reality is that they are not. The Muslim must return to the people of knowledge. And I will mention some of them, or I'll mention some of their names as an example. Not that I'm going to list all of the scholars. No, I'm just going to mention some of their names as an example and in summary in order that they may be benefited from. From amongst our virtuous older scholars, from amongst those who have passed away, Sheikh Abdul Aziz ibn Abdullah ibn Baz, rahimahullah, Sheikh Muhammad ibn Salih al-Uthaymeen, rahimahullah, Sheikh Hamad ibn Muhammad al-Ansari, rahimahullah, Sheikh Muhammad Aman al-Jami, rahimahullah, Sheikh Muhammad Nasir al-Din al-Albani, rahimahullah, and from amongst our mashayikh, our contemporary mashayikh, some of whom are present, Samahatu Shaykhina, Sheikh al-Mufti, Sheikh Abdul Aziz ibn Abdullah al-Sheikh, hafidhahullah, Sheikh Salih ibn Fawzan al-Fawzan, hafidhahullah, Sheikh Abdullah al-Ghudayan, rahimahullah, Sheikh Salih al-Luhaydan, hafidhahullah, Sheikh Salih ibn Abdul Aziz al-Sheikh, hafidhahullah, Sheikh Ahmad al-Najmi, rahimahullah, Sheikh Rabi' ibn Hadi al-Madkhali, hafidhahullah, Sheikh Zayd ibn Hadi al-Madkhali, hafidhahullah, Sheikh Ali ibn Nasir al-Faqihi, hafidhahullah, Sheikh Abdul Muhsin ibn Hamad al-Abbad, hafidhahullah. And the names of these scholars are not in order. Rather, all of them are upon goodness and must be benefited from. However, there are those who accuse some of these scholars, so I wanted to name them by way of example. Meaning, I did not intend to begin with to list all of the scholars or to list them in order, for the scholars are many, such as the Sheikh Salih ibn Abdul Aziz al-Sheikh, waffaqahullah, who is the Minister of Islamic Affairs, Dawah and Direction, and others from amongst the callers to guidance and scholars who are upon their manhaj, from our brothers as well, from amongst the students of knowledge who also have efforts in propagating legislated knowledge and serving the prophetic sunnah and traversing upon the methodology of these scholars. Sheikh Muhammad al-Subayl as well, shafahullah. And many others, however I do not know, our brothers, the students of knowledge, those who are upon the methodology of these scholars. Should I mention their names, or is it going to be said that why did he mention such and such a person's name, and he left out such and such a person's name? So maybe it is better that we suffice ourselves with the names of these mashayikh, and there are others from amongst the students of knowledge, from our brothers. So if you hear them being criticized and spoken about, then a lot of them are upon goodness. A lot of them are upon guidance. A lot of them are upon taqwa. A lot of them are ashab sunnah, meaning from the people of the sunnah. So defend your brothers if you hear them being spoken ill of and criticized. I ask Allah al-Kareem, the Lord of the magnificent Arsh, with His beautiful names and His lofty attributes, to grant me as well as yourselves success in practicing everything that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves and is pleased with, and that He makes us amongst those who listen to speech and follow the best of it. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا أَنِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ وَصَلَّى اللَّهُ وَسَلَّمْ وَبَارِكْ عَلَى نَبِيِّنَا مُحَمَّدٍ وَعَلَى آلِهِ وَأَصْحَابِهِ أَجْمَعِينَ